Namaste, my name is Uwe Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about Be Useful, 7 Tools for Life. And this is from Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he had done it. And so a very successful life in every area, nearly. No? And so I'm not a fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I had some problem to read his stuff. But after some time, I thought what he is telling is really easy, that we should apply, and is true also for the inner part. If you want to gain something, then you have to sweat. That's a German proverb, or the gods want you to sweat. It's not for free. And the inner part is much more difficult than the worldly part. Much more strenuous and so on. No? So it is also, you can apply it also for the inner part. No? Still, I think if people want to become successful, they find great value in his 7 tools for life. For the spiritual and religious part, we can successfully apply also his tools. The best times are the worst times, for instance, for the spiritual part. We find God on the battlefield of our life, not in an easy environment. No? In the worst conditions of our life, then we can find God. And that's true for most of all people. No? Or in the Bible book of Job and Hindu scripture, we find enough support for his 7 tools. If you have to suffer for accomplishing worldly things that are minor to spirituality, then you suffer for advancement on the inner part even more. And that confirms my episodes. It's all about hard work. There's no shortcut. You have to put the work in. So then you should choose something where you have fun. Okay? Otherwise, you're not motivated to work hard. No? You can only strengthen your character and become a really strong person inside if you have resistance, if you fail, if you get up again, and if you work hard, and if you work your ass off, and if you struggle. So when learning horse riding, when you drop from the horse back, you have to immediately go on the horse, and even you fall 5 or 6, 7 times down. Because if you don't do so, you will have so much fear to go up the next time on a horse. And this is a proverb. You fall from the saddle, you directly go up and on the horse and so on, sit in the saddle again. So I'm a horse rider, so I've done it 15 years or so. When I was a kid, I've learned horse riding with 3 or 4 years and so on. But with 4 years, when you drop from a horse, you don't care, no? Okay? If you train your biceps, the more resistance you give them, the more pain there is. So the more it grows, the same is true with the human mind. Yes, there's pain. So you get the pain in any case. In any case, you cannot avoid it. So then get the pain where you want to advance. Okay? The human mind can only grow through resistance. You can strengthen your character and become a strong person inside if you have resistance. If you fail and get up again, you work hard and you work your ass up, you struggle, so the more you struggle, so further you go and so stronger you get. Anyone that tries to baby themselves and pamper themselves and trying to protect themselves, I don't feel bad, you are never going to get there. Self-pity is one of the worst things what you can have. it is easy to say, I forgive myself, okay? And you forgive yourself and get up. And it's also okay to cry, and still, even you cry, you start again. I'm against that from suppressing feelings. You let your feelings happen. This is it. You don't suppress them and go forward. You have to be able to struggle, accept pain, misery, discomfort. The more you experience the things that you don't like, the more you can grow, and the tougher you get, and the more you can handle. Makes sense now. What you are not killed, that make you stronger. No? And today the younger generation is avoiding pain and struggle. They want to feel good. This country was built by the women and men who struggled, fought and worked their butts off. And today society, politicians are building up a generation of wimps and weak people. It cannot be a better said from him. It's so disgusting when I see Europe, no? The people are not going on the street and the politician making what they want. No? Dictatorship, censorship, no? Makes them poorer and poorer, and nobody dares to go on the street like our generation. We were fighting for freedom, we were fighting for peace. And they, no, it's too dangerous. We can't get this good job. If I see this, it is so disgusting. All what we have fought is gone because of this weak generation. Sorry that I'm really angry. No? Their concern is how I feel today. I don't want to be hurt. No? Instead of teaching how to become strong and tough. So what said my brother so nice, I was in the resistance, and so I'm on the red list, blah, blah, blah. He said so nice, bosses or the chief want people who have fought also in the resistance, no? Because they know they're much stronger than the other people. It's not true that you cannot make a career. And even I've worked in the high tech and clearance, also international clearance and so on. As a guy who were fighting for peace, no? And later then they had me, tricked me out, and then I worked for military. This was against my contract, but you cannot do anything. No? And before that, they said, you never can work in this firm. This was one of the greatest high-tech firm in Germany, MBB, no? Or MBB Erna. No? Traditional, the best techniques were coming from this firm. With 10,000 engineers alone in Bremen. No? So this is all not true. It doesn't harm your career when you were fighting for social social rights, for peace and freedom. I'm the best example. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.